one particular issue for this evening. I've just finished college. Reality looms and it might even bite. What should I do to prepare myself for my impending release from an enjoyable few years? I'll get a good degree in graphic design and I want to improve my chances of getting a job. NK by email.
There's a touch of the Churchill Back to the Fury steeples of Fermanagh and Tyrone about this now, isn't there?
Certainly is.
getting ahead when you're a student finishing college, how do you take steps to improve your chances? And just checking your graphic designer this evening, the first thing a graphic designer must do is get a physical portfolio in place. And by that, once upon a time that would have been a printout portfolio. I still think they should have that. But nowadays you can look at having online portfolios. There's a website called Resumo, R-E-Z-O-O-M-O.com, which is effectively an online CV website. There are lots of ways of building your own online brand through platforms like WordPress. If you have a friend who's techie at all, they'll show you how to do that. But basically, we use this phrase quite a lot in this class, it's show me, don't tell me. If you're going to be a graphic designer, you want me to know you're a graphic designer, well, show me your work. Don't tell me about your work, because it's a visual thing. I should be able to see the quality of your work. So get your physical portfolio in order. Get your online portfolio in order as well. As I said, there are countless places you can do that. Thirdly, you need to make a job search plan. This is something that people regularly underestimate. Just the value of writing down, these are the jobs I'm looking for, these are the kind of companies I want to work for, these are the companies I want to work for. I'm going to write to these companies, I'm going to ring up and find the name of the recruitment manager, I'm going to find out the name of the graphic design director in the company, and start narrowing in on companies you want to work for. Here in the West of Ireland, there aren't that many dedicated graphic design houses, so you're looking around to the places like Enrivo, perhaps, places like the Connacht Telegraph, Western People, Mayo News, various other, you know, in Galway probably has more than Mayo, but, you know, in-house graphic design jobs. So you need to be watching those companies as well. Companies that, if you were living in Dublin, you would not be your first sort of port of call for a graphic designer. A graduate should be while studying and immediately after study, should be updating their CV on an ongoing basis. Lots of people forget things in their CV, dissertations, theses, final year projects, all of that. As you do them, you should be updating them, and as you get results of exams and all that, you should be updating your CV as well, so that you don't forget them somewhere down the road. And again, with technology nowadays, it's so easy to do that. You don't need to wait for a big turn of the engine, sort of turn of the wheel, so to speak, to do your CV every three years. You can do it on an ongoing basis now. A graphic designer should look at having a CV that is of itself is graphically designed. And again, I wouldn't go for anything over the top here. It should be neat, professional, a bit classy, showing some graphic design touches, but also in all graphic design, you must be sensitive to what you're actually trying to portray, so it should be true to the whole CV world without being overly radical. That's another point where I'd say for your caller this evening. Update your LinkedIn profile. If you don't have a LinkedIn profile, get it opened up, get it updated, join groups talking about graphic design, all that kind of thing. Get yourself talking and out there in the whole world of graphic design. And finally, I think this is very true when you're based in the West of Ireland as well, you're not likely to vault exactly into the job you want, so be patient. You may well have to serve your time, allow for that, and don't expect to go from zero to hero all in one go. It may well happen, but plan for a more laborious rise to the top, so to speak.
Now, just on another matter, a text that has just come in the last few minutes, Liam, basically this person finished their master's around this time last year, had been in the full-time education since they started in first class or baby infants or whatever it was called back then, decided to take a year out after completing the master's and had three different jobs on a part-time basis, no full-time job, two in sales, one as a barman at weekends, working about 60 hours a week. Has gone for a number of interviews now, and he finds that the interview board are suggesting to him that he might be a workaholic. And he thought that they would have been very impressed by his curriculum vitae in relation to what he's done for the past year. And he gets the impression, either rightly or wrongly, that they're not.
Okay, well, I'd say that he's getting the wrong result because of something he's doing and how he presents himself in an interview or in his CV. He's allowing people to form the erroneous impression, because somebody who works very hard, which is what he needs to be portraying, is a very desirable person in a company. Somebody who's a workaholic, while it doesn't automatically debar you from most jobs, may, you know, they may feel, will he concentrate, will he leave other jobs, will he give full attention to the company? There's something that he's doing wrong, something he's doing incorrectly, that's allowing that impression to be formed. And he needs to know, he needs to look at how he's telling them, how he's explaining to them about his work. I mean, what I'd be saying for somebody who has taken a year out, you know, what you need to be saying is, I proved that I'm an industrious individual by working over the last year to put money aside to support my next period of study, or to support some piece of software I wanted to buy, or some investment in my own career, or whatever the case may be. But without knowing exactly the story, what I would say is that, based on what I'm hearing from you, there's something in how that person is transmitting their information, be it in CV or more likely in interview, that's giving, is allowing the wrong impression to be formed. And the point I make is, it's up to you to tell the employer what they need to think of you, if you know what I mean. Don't leave it to them to form their impression. You need to package that for them in the interview in such a way that they know what you're bringing to the party, and they know what your work rate and all this actually stands for. So if you leave it to clairvoyance, as we say, or leave it hanging there, the employer may well form the wrong impression, and you may well miss the boat. So something they're doing in that case, I would say, is incorrect, and I can't say any more than that probably. But
other than perhaps contact you.
Well, obviously, yes, of course. If that person wants to send an email to me, I'll gladly send back an email.
We have a telephone number here, and perhaps we might contact him after the program. I presume it is a him. Him after the program and suggest that he make contact with you.
We won't put the hard sale on them either.
Very good. Look, we have to leave it at that. Liam, thank you very much indeed for that, and indeed for your commentary on what happened, unfortunately, on Saturday evening. But it's always nice to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next Monday evening, usual time of about 5:30.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.